Sanctify them in truth. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, we saw in the religion class today when our Lord prayed for his Heavenly Father the prayer for all his followers. And he prayed for his Heavenly Father, for his followers in every age and every corner of the world. If you heard this from Bishop Dolan on Sunday, that what's the word Catholic means, that we have the same faith and the same Mass in every age and to all and in every corner of the world. And our Lord prayed also for his followers' unity. You children, you are all one in serving Christ, because you are all members of the same church, members of the Catholic Church, Christ's mystical body on earth, the Church of Christ. Notice also that our Lord prayed that they, all his followers might be one, not that they all might become one. You are already one, children, because you belong to the same church, and there is no other churches except the Catholic Church. And also the priest, in every single Mass, he says, the priest prays for all the Catholics, both for you, children, who are here today, and also for those who are not here. Some people are not here today because they have to work. Some are not here because they live too far away to come to the daily Mass, and they might watch the broadcast through our internet apostolate. And some people are not here because they have fallen away through their own choice. But the Church, children, just like Jesus did, the Church prays to our Heavenly Father that he would bless and sanctify all his children, wherever they might be. And today is also the feast of Saint John Bosco. And Saint John Bosco is a good example of a Catholic attitude in bringing as many as possible into following Christ. Saint John Bosco was an Italian priest in the 1800s who became famous in teaching children being good Catholics and good citizens. When Saint John Bosco was still a child, he always wanted to sanctify his playmates. Whenever he would hear them say bad words or let into a fight, Saint John Bosco would do some kind of a tricks to win their attention and then talk to them about God. When he grew up, Saint John Bosco became a priest, and he started to train and educate orphan boys. He taught them how to work so that they would not need to steal and would not let and would not get into trouble. Many people were angry to him because he did this, because these people thought those boys were losers. They would never turn out to be good. But Saint John Bosco proved them wrong. With hard work, he determined that these children were baptized, and he would not let the devil lure them away from the fold of Christ, the Catholic Church. Later, Saint John Bosco founded two religious orders to take care of poor children, and he also built many homes and schools for them. He gave his order the name Salesian Fathers after Saint Francis de Sales, because like Saint Francis, Saint John Bosco wanted to do everything in the spirit of charity, forgetting himself and working for God. dear children, in your life also, you need to work to be a Catholic. Christ has prayed for you, and he still prays for you in every Holy Mass. It is very easy to be a Catholic. You all only need to be baptized, but you also need to work in order to sanctify yourself and in order to go to heaven. Like our Lord says in today's Gospel of the Mass of St. John Bosco, unless you be converted and become as little children, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. And as I always point out, our Lord says that you must be childlike, not childish. Being childlike, that is a true follower of Christ, involves much of humbling yourself. You have to always think of your duties, you have to think of people around you, and you have to think what is best in God's sight. You can never think of yourself first, because that would be opposite of humility, that would be pride. Instead, you have to humble and work hard to be a good citizen, be a good Catholic, and serving Christ and your neighbor first. All this is not easy, but Christ has prayed for us that we would be good and stay faithful throughout our whole life and then go to heaven. Christ has prayed for us and those who cannot be here, and also for those who don't want to be here. All those three groups he always prays and continues to pray in every sacrifice of the Mass: for us, those who cannot be here, and those who do not want to be here. Never think, children, that it is too difficult to be humble, hard-working, and obedient. St. John Bosco, he had his scoffers who said that these children would never be anything, and he proved them wrong, and one of his boys, St. Dominic Savio, even became a saint himself. So, dear children, you also have a work to do in this earth so that you might become a saint in heaven as well. Christ's prayer and Holy Mass, these win heaven for you as well, and only God himself can truly make you happy. As St. John Bosco himself has so well said, do not put off till tomorrow the good you can do today. You may not have a tomorrow. So, children, always work hard every day to please your Heavenly Father so that he might one day raise you to his home, to heaven itself. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.